Early learning mythology. Myths about early education generally encompass two rather contradictory assumptions about the child's abilities. At one end of the continuum, we find a traditionalist mindset, presuming the young child contributes relatively little to her own intellectual development. This approach is sometimes aligned with a teaching method called direct instruction, or DI, an increasingly popular top-down teaching model in which, as the phrase suggests, the teacher is the one imparting skills. DI can be a very effective classroom strategy when balanced by other, less scripted methods, but one of DI's downsides is that it doesn't lend itself to leisurely, open-ended conversation, spontaneity, or young children's trial-and-error experimentation. DI can be different things to different people, but in its most common form, it's an instructional practice in which small, sequential chunks of information are delivered by the preschool teacher to the child, and frequently, though by no means necessarily, from canned curriculum materials that are usually too costly or cumbersome to modify, even when circumstances might suggest a change of plan. Although nurturing teachers are found in any educational setting, in preschool classrooms, heavily skewed to DI, the lessons, not the relationship between teacher and child, are the primary fuel for learning. Many people naturally assume this preschool teaching approach harks back to an older and more rigorous time because it sounds like something that would be traditional. And it's true that DI has probably been around in some form as far back as there have been schoolhouses. But it was popularized as a formal concept in the older grades only in the 1960s, and in preschool settings with children barely out of diapers, DI's unusually prominent role is strikingly new and, in my view, strikingly inappropriate from a developmental perspective. The DI-centric preschool environment certainly bears little resemblance to what early childhood education actually looked like 50 years ago in the United States, when young children had far more freedom to learn playfully on their own terms. In this case, it seems, the traditionalists are actually dumping traditions. I don't wish to minimize the impact of DI on many important academic outcomes in general, and especially with older children.